From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A migrant quota plan moves forward. European Union interior ministers have approved a plan to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The ministers adopted the proposal by majority vote. The Czech Republic, Hungary, Slovakia, and Romania all voted against the plan, while Finland abstained. EU leaders will meet Wednesday to consider the proposal. Pope Francis arrived in Washington Tuesday afternoon, beginning a 6-day visit to the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama and his family welcomed the pontiff as hundreds of spectators looked on. Washington is the first stop on the Pope's visit of three U.S. East Coast cities, Washington, New York, and Philadelphia. Francis has been invited to speak at a joint meeting of Congress on Thursday and to address the United Nations General Assembly on Friday. Burkina Faso army troops have entered the capital Ouagadougou to negotiate the surrender of coup leaders. An army statement said armed forces are converging on the capital in an attempt to end the government takeover. The French ambassador to the country said on Twitter that the interim president, Michel Kafando, who had been detained by the coup leaders, has been freed. Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in Washington State Tuesday for his first visit to the United States. He's expected to engage in talks on how U.S. and China can collaborate on nuclear energy, smarter electricity use, and other clean technologies. A speech in Seattle will be his only major policy address. In written comments published on Tuesday in the Wall Street Journal, he said his government takes cybersecurity seriously and that cyber criminals should be punished according to law. This is VOA News.